From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates around the nation. The massive national retailer Target recently announced a wage increase for its employees, deciding to pay them a minimum of $11 an hour starting next month, and increasing to $15 an hour by 2020. The company, which employs more than 300,000 people nationwide, had already increased its entry-level hourly wage from $9 to $10 last year. About a third of all first jobs held by Americans are in the retail sector. According to the Guardian newspaper, hourly pay at restaurants and hotels is up 3.5% from a year earlier, a much better raise than the 2.5% gain for all employees. Well, Target's wage increase follows Walmart's announced raise 2 years ago. Labor rights groups around the country, particularly Fight for 15, have relentlessly organized for higher wages for low-wage workers. My guest is Fanny Velasquez. She is a McDonald's worker who has organized workers in her store for the past 4 years. She's a Fight for 15 leader. Her sister works at Target, and they both live with their parents and four children in South Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Fanny.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, how important is this announcement by Target? Were you heartened? Is this something that you feel the work you have done has contributed to?
Well, I've been working for McDonald's for 10 years, and I'm a single mother, and it's important because we couldn't afford to pay rent, pay our bills, pay our stuff, and now that I'm happy for my sister because now she's getting paid $15, and why we cannot get paid $15 as well as they're making the same amount of money, you know? The company is so big as McDonald's workers, so it will be better for them to raise us $15 as well.
So your sister who works at Target would now be making 15. Presumably she's somebody who has been there for a few years because Target announced that it would be raising its wages to $11 an hour. So it's bumping everyone's wages by a little bit.
Yes, she's been working there for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And she barely started getting, I didn't know about the $15 until a few days ago. So I'm like, it's how come they got their 15 and why we cannot get 15?
So the wages that Target said it will raise, the entry-level wages, will go up to $15 an hour by the year 2020. So we're talking about 3 years from now, those people who are just getting hired by Target will increase their wages to $15 an hour. Is that enough? Is $15 an hour, even something as high as $15 an hour, is it enough?
Well, $15 an hour, it's enough because we're going to get extra money to be able to pay our bills and our rent, not to be dependent by only the $10 that I win. It would be better for us to win the same amount, so be able to afford and give a better future for our families as well.
What are the what is the work that Target employees had been doing to push their company to raise wages? I mean, you're at McDonald's and you said you've been working with Fight for 15. Walmart workers have been organizing under Our Walmart. Have Target workers also been getting organized?
Not that I know about that. But only us, we've been fighting for it until we get it. But we've been making strikes, and then they haven't given us only every 6 months or every whatever they're going to put us minimum wage, like put us at least 10 cents in our pockets. That's not enough.
Now, the announcement by Target that it would raise its wages to $15 an hour by the year 2020, in response to that, Forbes.com said that this pay raise is proof that fight for 15 is unnecessary. So some business leaders are saying that you can just count on corporations voluntarily raising wages for their staff, that you don't need worker organizing. What do you say to that?
Well, it's kind of not fair because why all companies, other companies are winning $15 and why can't fast food workers can do the same thing? It's job for everybody. We're supposed to get the same minimum wage as they are getting, not only us.
What is, if you don't mind me asking, what is McDonald's paying workers like yourself at this point?
Right now, I get 11.
So that how difficult is it to live on $11 an hour?
I'm sorry?
How difficult is it to live on $11 an hour?
Because I have three kids, they're all teenagers, and you know, right now I have to, two of them already going to college. So it's kind of difficult for me to be paying for college for them, books and stuff like that. And but my youngest one, he's still in high school, but he's gonna go pretty soon to college as well. So it's like, what I'm gonna do with a little bit of $11 is not enough. So at least 15, I will have a little bit extra money for myself and be able to give them whatever they need for their future.
So, what do you foresee in the future? What do you what what's where does Fight for 15 take its fight next? Can you tell me a little bit about the organizing that you have done and any planned events or actions?
Well, I've been in the union for 4 years, and we've been fighting for organizing workers in many stores to join the fight.
This is SEIU?
Yes.
SEIU, which is the main union that has been supporting the Fight for 15 campaigns. Now, is there any news that you know of that Target workers are asking to join a union? Do you, because of course our story today is about Target raising its workers' wages, is, and Fight for 15 has been asking for $15 an hour and a union. Do you have any sense that Target workers might be trying to organize for a union?
Not that I know about that.
Are there plans for Fight for 15 to organize Target workers?
Yes, we're gonna try and get some workers to join us for the next strike for Target workers.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Fanny, for joining us today, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guest is Fanny Velasquez. She's a McDonald's worker who's organized in her store for 4 years. She is a leader with Fight for 15 in Los Angeles. Her sister works at Target. We've been discussing Target's announced wage increase and some of the gains of Fight for 15.